From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korean rocket launch raises fears about a possible ballistic missile program. The North Korean government says the launch was for a peaceful space mission, but it is apparent its apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about its real purpose. The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador.
Because of the DPRK's decisions and actions, we will ensure that the Security Council imposes serious consequences. DPRK's latest transgressions require our response to be even firmer.
The United States government condemned the launch and stepped up diplomacy to take action against North Korea. The administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing a resolve to counter the nuclear program and military ambitions of North Korea. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by an earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 in Tainan. A new opinion poll suggests Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary on Tuesday. The poll, released by Monmouth University Sunday, showed Trump with support from 30% of likely Republican Party voters. Trump is 16 points ahead of his closest rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich is in a tight race for the second place, along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. In the Democratic race, the poll shows Sanders with a 10-point lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in San Francisco, where it's now going on. Super Bowl 50 is being held between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. It's a game that features quarterbacks who were separated in age by some 13 years, as Park Brewer explains.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing, and he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Park Brewer, San Francisco.
Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increase the power of parliament. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining. Several opposition lawmakers boycotted the vote. Celebrations are kicking off around the world to mark the new Chinese year, the Year of the Monkey. Chinese New Year 4713 starts on February 8th of this year. The traditional celebration of Chinese New Year goes on for 15 days and will end with the annual Lantern Festival. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.